What the nation's pork producers may do this year that hasn't been done in over six decades. In the U.S. meat industries this year, some forecasters say we could see, for the first time since 1952, that pork production has exceeded beef production. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham says beef production this year is forecast to drop once again from a year ago.
We have been looking at declines in cattle inventories for quite some time, which has tightened up our supplies of beef.
Beef outputs may drop by a small amount this year, about 0.2%.
On the other hand, the pork production, we're looking at about a 6% increase in pork production in 2015.
Hog producers increased the number of breeding herd and sows furrowed to make up for losses last year from the PED virus. Hog prices were up, also giving more encouragement to boost output. This year, there's been less PED activity, so the average number of pigs per litter is going up, further adding to production. To put it all together, pork production could top beef production this year, but only by a paper-thin 30 million pound margin out of a 24 billion pounds of production. But will that really happen?
A lot of it is going to depend on what happens to weights of the animals.
And if it does happen, Shagham says it's not likely expected to be a trend.
Beef is in an expansionary mode right now, so we will expect to see beef production to continue to increase.
I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.